Have I ever said that you're my hero?
Well, yes, but it was a long time ago.
We were just talking off the air because I did your show. You were off on your Jolly Hollies.
Jolly Hollies, for just for a few, 5 days.
I don't know how you did it. I think, without exception, it is the hardest job in radio.
Well, some people, this is the funny thing, Nick, some people ring up and go, well, you just sit there chatting for 4 hours. It's only 4 hours, hardly a day's work, is it?
Wrong. It is a day's work. It's more than a day's work. Because you don't just come in and do your show.
No.
I mean, if you're like me, you sit there hunched over a hot internet.
Yes.
For, I don't know, six, seven, or as many hours as it takes to, you know, feel that you've got something to say.
Well, you're certainly aware all day when you're up and about and doing stuff of what is going to go into the show that night. So you're constantly, you're never switched off, even when you try and get a bit of kip.
Really? I don't do, if I've got a show late at night, I don't do anything else during the day other than read news sites. That's all I do. I mean, look at the amount of stories I got in today. There must be 50 stories I pulled today.
I know. No, I'm the same. But, you know, you feel guilty complaining these days, don't you? Or maybe you don't.
What?
Have you seen the unemployment figures?
Yes. Well, I suppose so, yeah. We always complain from a baseline of where we of our common experience, don't we? I mean, if I was a millionaire, I'd be complaining that the bloke next in the berth next to me has got a bigger yacht than I have.
Exactly. It's very much a case of perspective. But, you know, at the end of the day, I think the routine helps, you see. Five nights. Right. There's a bit of routine there, at least.
Because I did your show for a week, and it is like going to New York. You feel completely jet-lagged because your entire life's been turned upside down. Mm. I do reiterate that what you do is the hardest job in radio without it. Because presenting a music programme, anyone could do, literally anyone could do that. I could take someone off the street and within 5 minutes teach them how to do a radio show, a music show. There's nothing to it. Talk show, very, very hard. Precious few people can actually do a proper talk show, you know, just on their own, without completely relying on callers. Which overnight, you can't always rely on them being there. And you can't stop talking, you can't hide behind a record, you've got to keep going. And if, after 4 hours of being on the air, you're looking at a dead board, well, you just got to fill the time. It's as tired as you are at that point, it's extremely hard. So, that is why you are my hero.
Well, thank you very much for that. I appreciate that. You know, it's the hours and not the content of my programmes that have put me at the top of your leaderboard.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Much appreciated, Nick.
Well, you're welcome. How to grasp defeat from the jaws of victory. I handed that one to you on a plate, and you threw it right back in my face.
Well, I suppose it's just modest me in a way, you know. But we don't like to talk about it, nor the huge amounts of money that we give to charity
That's
on
right.
a regular basis.
Yeah. Well, there's a good reason we don't talk about that. It's because
we don't.